Afternoon, you're here with Bikesport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, November 19th, high noon at the Kill Radio Studios in downtown L.A. after a weekend of interesting weather, slightly raining, but not too bad for Southern California. We've got Sacramento Cyclocross results from Lang's Twin Winery up north, Northern California. 12 hours and 6 hours of Temecula race results as well. And we didn't attend any races this time between our last show. It's kind of off-season right now. But we did get a chance to get some cool in-the-field sounds of the Big Orange epic training ride on Sunday. Latigo Canyon, Mulholland Drive, and some of the classic areas up there by the Rock Store. And some banter from some of the riders, including a new rider, a Swedish rider, Marie, at the top of one of the climbs. And later on some of the later climbs, some delirious rantings and singing from Hottie, Michael Hottie, and singing the fight songs for football season, that other sport, you know. Anyways, let's get into some race results right now on Bikesport Radio. Okay, in Northern Cal cycling news, Magnussen and Jenkins both emerged as victors at the Sacramento Cyclocross Lang Twins Winery SAC Cyclocross Series yesterday, November 18th, 2012, Marja Lisa Magnussen of Kinetic Cyclics battled hard on a rapidly changing course and won the women's A race. Later in the day, Max Jenkins from Folsom Bikes waited until the third lap to take charge of the race for the men's A's before going on for the win. And the sun was shining at the Lang Twins Winery and helped to quickly dry out the course. Earlier racing also had its effects, squeezing the mud and forming ruts and packing the sand. And the mud was tacky in certain sections that riders were unable to coast without quickly coming to a stop. So talk about racing in glue. All in all, the racing was hard and enjoyable for spectators as well as riders. Complete results. Men's A's, Max Jenkins again picking up that win. Jude Main hanging on for second. And coming in third, Peter Knudsen in the men's A's. In the women's category A's, third place went Holly McGovern. Second place, Emily Kachorek. And your winner, Marja Lisa Magnussen, getting a slightly slower start than second place, turning a little bit slower lap time on the first lap. Women's B's, Jill Bopla, picking up that win. And the women's A's, 35-plus Lauren Linden was your winner. Women's C's, third place went to Pearl Martin. Second place, Lynn Yelland. And your winner, Jane Petterlin. In the single speed A's, Ron Shivak picking up that win. Men's C's, Masters 45+, Jan Elsbach taking that win. In the men's C's 35+, Justin Madison. Open men's C's, Robert Terra picking up the win. And in the men's B, juniors, Luke Lamperti was your winner there. Men's category B's, 35+, with a total time of 43:10, Sean Lawler picking up that win, followed by Justin Hintz, very close with a 43-12, and an incredibly close third place, Will Wagoner, with a 43-12.88. Just 0.2 of a second, so nice sprint there, those guys, for second place. Men's B's, Brian Ray picking up third place, Doug Ryan second, and your winner with a time of 45-34, Ken Dick. And in the men's A's category, 45-plus Masters, Dan Sovereign taking the win there with a time of 101-34. Men's A's Masters 35-plus with a time of 100-25. Tao Bernardi picking up that win. That was the Sacramento Cyclocross Series results, race for November 18th in Sacramento. Complete results at bicyclingevents.com/SACCX. Okay, Southern California endurance mountain bike racing. Two-person co-ed race results. Mr. and Mrs. A completing 11 laps. And this was held on November 10th. It's 12 hours of Temecula. Two-person open categories. Third place went to the Knight Riders, completing 13 laps. Second place going to Team Mudfoot with 14 laps. And your winner, the Ride for Joe Galal team, two-person open, 15 laps completed. Two-person single-speed team Keith Bontrager picking up 9 laps there. Three-person open specialized Bear Valley Bikes. That three-person team completing 17 laps, beating the second-place team Deep Wood by just 1 minute, also with 17 laps. And third place also coming in with 17 laps in the three-person open. Very close racing. Four-person open Black Star Racing team number 1 picking up 16 laps. And that win. And in the Salty Dogs 180-plus four-person category, like last night, with 14 laps, just a few minutes over second place, Albion Brewing, also with 14 laps. Four-person single-speed, Bike for Bender, taking that win with 15 laps. Four-person women, the Canary Queens, with 13 laps. Five-person open, Skyline completing it with 15 laps. And in the 6 hours, 6 hour solo, age 40 plus, David Turner taking that win just 2 minutes over Mark Lundgren, each with 7 laps. 6 hour solo 50 and over, Stan Potter picking up that win with 7 laps completed. 6 hour solo 60 plus, Mike Donnelly with 6 laps. And in the six-hour solo open men, Juan Carlos Nunez Solven with 8 laps. Six-hour solo open women, 6 laps was your finishing results, going to Linda McGee. And in the six-hour solo single speed, Mike Heilman picking up 7 laps. Men's beginners solo, Brent Pentruxnik with 10 laps completed. Men's Clydesdale solo, Tyrell Beedy, completing it with 11 laps. Men's expert solo, John Dang, with 13 laps. Men's pro solo going to none other than Tinker Juarez with 14 laps. And in the men's single speed solo, Keith Richards Dinger with 11 laps. In the women's beginner solo, Wendy Tien, picking up 6 laps. And women's expert and pro solo, Liza Dunham, with 9 laps. Complete results at SoCalEndurance.com for the 12 hours and 6 hours of Temecula on November 11th.
Oh, okay. That was it for the race results. Northern California. We got some upcoming events. The Folsom Rodeo Cross. Folsom Rodeo Cross. This is a Wednesday night series. Wednesday nights under the lights. Cyclocross in and around the Sherwood Forest area as well, up in Folsom. That's up by Sacramento. Check out cyclocross racing. It's a low-key, fun, practice-type environment. Three categories. First one starting at 5:30, men's Cs. Cs 35s, 45s, 55s. Women's Cs and juniors at 5:30. It's a 30-minute race, 45-minute race, starting at 6:15. Men's Bs, B Masters, and women's Bs. And then at 7:15 p.m., the men's A's open single speed and men's Masters 45s and women's A's. Again, that's the Folsom Rodeo Cross, Northern California's most unique and fun cyclocross event. Visit bicyclingevents.com/Folsom Rodeo Cross for full details on that Wednesday night cyclocross training. Wednesday night under the lights. Hope they clean up the horse manure. All right, also coming up, the Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross at Candlestick. Candlestick Triple Cross, presented by Pilar Citos Cycle Sports. That's in San Francisco on Sunday, November 25th. Online registration closes on Thursday, the 22nd of November. Categories for juniors, masters, women and single speeds, as well as all beginner levels. Another low-key race offered for category Cs as well, and beginner single speeds too. Visit bikeridge.com for registration for the Bay Area Super Prestige of Cyclocross, and it's at bayareacx.com, bayareacx.com. For details on the Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross. And Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we've got some cool stuff out in the field. We go out and attend races. We didn't get a chance to attend races last between our last show and today's show, like I said earlier. But we did participate in the Big Orange training ride. It was an epic ride on Sunday. A little bit of rain on the ground, a little bit of wetness. But a really cool ride up the Latigo Canyon to Mulholland, down by the Rock Store and the old buildings at the Cornell area. Really pretty ride. 7-minute hill. I call 9-minute hill because it takes me about 9 minutes, not 7 minutes. Everybody else calls it 7-minute hill. And down Old Topanga through the Old Topanga area and back to L.A. Really cool ride. We got some sounds from that. And sit back and enjoy some of these sounds from the Sunday training ride for Big Orange.
Today, we are on the Big Orange Sunday Kettle Ride, heading up Latigo, doing a loop of Latigo, Canaan Doom, Mulholland, and down Old Topanga. And I'm climbing the first 2 miles here of Latigo as the pack strings out single file, right after a fresh rain, clean air, but lots of crap on the road. And big group today, actually. Some mostly Big Orange, and some Iron Flies too. South Bay Wheelman as well. Helmet?
It's heart rate strap.
Oh.
I guess if you have a lot of problems with it, there's another one you can use. Polar strap will work. I guess it has better contacts. and then you just put your little garment clip.
All that work together?
I think so, yeah. You can just paste the, I mean not paste, but snap the Garmin heart rate monitor on the Polar strap.
All right, I gotta slow down.
All of a sudden it got steep here.
There's some pitches up here.
See, now you're doing good, but it got steeper.
The mountain biker. All right. So we just had a rainstorm, so a lot of debris here on Latigo, but the sun is out now, and we'll be coming back at you a little later on Bike Sport Radio.
So we're wearing a Hello Kitty backpack.
Hello Kitty backpack.
To make drivers be nicer to me, which works actually. Because then they think of their daughter at home.
Oh, okay, that's true.
That's
a good idea. Maybe I should get a Hello Kitty backpack. I don't know if that wouldn't work for me, huh?
Because if you see a ponytail and Hello Kitty, they don't know if it's
right.
A kitty or what.
I had a ponytail once, but that was a long time ago. So here we are at the top of Latigo Canyon, chronicling today's Big Orange training ride for Bike Sport Radio. I do a radio show, so. And listening to some of the banter from the riders here. We're still waiting for a few more on this post-rainstorm Sunday. Lots of rocks in the road and debris. Survived the climb, yes. We're here with Maria. Oh, Marie, sorry. She's giving up triathlon for cycling. Well, not completely, but moving towards more cycling than triathlon. And we'll be coming back at you later on this training ride on Bike Sport Radio.
You know, the problem with Cal plays UCLA, or UCLA plays Santa Barbara.
Sing again.
What band's going?
Yes, yeah, skinny.
Actually, UCLA and Cal play it slightly different. If you listen.
We're on Old Topanga here, getting towards the last climb. As you can hear, people start to lose their minds when they're going to oxygen debt. You hear these odd singing noises come out of normally tame racers.
Fight songs is what we're singing.
Fight, 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 that's right. And this is the Big Orange Big Ride on Bike Sport Radio. Final climb of the day.
That's pretty ballsy there, Hottie.
University of Michigan. University of Michigan.
Is Shazam trying to pick that up?
I'm waiting to hear the Warner Brothers theme song. Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes.
What's up, Doc?
All right, we're losing it here. Bike Sport Radio out. We'll be coming at you later on Bike Sport Radio. Yeah, losing it is right. Very interesting stuff out there on the Big Orange rides.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Yeah, well, that's our report for the day. That's the report for Kill Radio in November, and Bike Sport Radio enjoys having your company here today. Ride safe this holiday weekend, and if you like what you hear, don't hesitate to give us a shout-out through killradio.org or at our Bike Sport Radio Facebook group. Thanks for listening again. We'll see you next time.